טוב למד בו, סף א', המפורש, ביבו של הים, הוא יוצא בשיירת, ואין הוא מניח, ובייס מי שיבדוק. Person is going on a trip, and he will not be near his home, and he didn't leave anybody to do the Dikas Chomis. So it's Teish Leishim Yoyim, Zohok and Gliftok. If he is leaving within 30 days of Pesach, which from that point, the person has to take care of to Mekayim Hilchos Pesach, so you have to make a Dikas Chomis before he leaves. Because we're not going to have anyone to do the Dikas Chomis later. The Loi Yivorech Al Biyah Chomis. The Brach we do not make, because the Brach we only make on Iker Takana, which is Erev Pesach. If you make a Dik any time before that, you do not make a Brach. If he left more than 30 days before Pesach himself lived, like, then he'll make a Bidika, because he's not achrayi to his Pesach status at that point of time. She might give Pesach, but he has to make a bitum on the chomes that he has at home, so he should be over the Isser of Bari Roy. Says the Mechab, even died to laugh the Koydim at Pesach, so lived dog, the African nature. Even if he's going more than 30 days before Pesach, but he's planned to come back before Pesach, we're concerned that he's not going to have time to do the Bdikas Chomets before Pesach, and surely he's planning to come back on Pesach itself, and therefore he has to make the Bdikas Chomets before he leaves. Like we said a minute ago, that if he's planning to come back before Pesach, we're concerned he'll come late and he won't have time to do the Bdikas Chomets, so therefore he has to do the Bdikas Chomets before he leaves his house. If also he's making his house a storage place, if that's where he leaves his Chomets, if he's leaving the house within 30 days, he has to do the biggest chomets, or what we do today, the biggest chomets. Obviously, he wants to fill it up with whatever, wood or something else. But even so, before he stores it up, he has to make sure there's no chomets there. So first takes care of the chomets problems, then he can store the non-chomets items in that area. If he's making this ice for more than 30 days before Pesach, so once again, at the time he wants to fill up this room with his items, he's not in the chuyiv to be concerned about Pesach. In that, if he's planning to remove the things before Pesach, so once again, you have to do the bedikah before he puts the things in. And the same thing applies if he's planning to remove the things on Pesach itself. But he's only planning to remove the storage items that are stored there after Pesach. It's not to do bedikah. Why? Because it's more than 30 days before Pesach. It doesn't have a chiyuv bedikah. And then when it's full of this other items, we say that we treat it as if chometz that's been covered up by something that you can't get to the chometz. And in such a case, it's enough to make the bitul. Mishabur brings from Magen Avraham, this is only talking about when you're not sure there's chometz there. For the stuff of chometz, you may have to check. But if you know for sure there's chometz, then you do have to be mevayet before you cover it up, because it looks like you're just trying to store that chometz by covering it up. But it does bring that the yesh makim achil of chometz v'yidua, there are those that are making, even if he knows the chometz over there. Since he's making ta'itza more than 30 days before Pesach, and he's planning to keep it covered throughout the entire Pesach, he doesn't have to do the because chometz, according to this opinion, even if it was vada chometz. Ramah says, ha'itza chitin sheyesh chitin mechumotzin bekargas habor. You have a whole warehouse of wheat, but you know on the bottom, where it's more moist, there are grains of wheat that became chometz. In also over here, it was filled up with wheat more than 30 days before Pesach, and he's planning to leave it as is throughout Pesach. You can leave it alone. El mevachah believe the dayu mil la'acha Pesach shemefana oisa also lanus meisel chitin. The rule is in all these cases that you know that you are not mechuyav to make a bedikah, but if you do find afterwards, since you did not do the bedikah, the chometz is also ba'ano. And by doing so, we're sure that when he's going to mevatel it, he's going to mevatel completely because he has nothing to gain from it. Main shem chometz yedua l'stofik, mutalimka oitzer kach v'yachar. If he's not sure that there's chometz there, then he can sell the entire chometz after Pesach, and that's not the choshesh, maybe there's a little bit of chometz there.